From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. NATO has formally invited the Adriatic state of Montenegro to join the alliance in its first expansion since 2009. The NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement Wednesday during a meeting of NATO foreign ministers. Speaking to reporters following the meeting in Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the move.
Today we took another step towards the full integration of Europe and towards the common defense by inviting Montenegro into the alliance and solidifying its place in the Euro-Atlantic community of security and of values, and by reaffirming also the open-door policy of NATO. My government looks forward to working with Montenegro's leadership in the months ahead leading up to the Warsaw Summit in July on the accession process itself.
Meanwhile, Montenegro's deputy prime minister, appearing at the NATO meeting in Brussels on Wednesday, called the invitation a great honor and a historical milestone since Montenegro became an independent country 9 years ago. Having instituted a number of reforms to align itself with NATO requirements, Montenegro still has tasks to fulfill before it can officially join. Russian Defense Ministry officials Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in illegal oil trade with the Islamic State group, accusing top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, in complicity. However, Erdogan lashed out at the latest Russian accusation, says no one has a right to engage in slander against Turkey. This is VOA News. China's president arrived in South Africa Wednesday for a state visit and a two-day China-Africa forum expected to bring about billions of dollars in investment deals. South Africa is China's biggest trade partner in Africa. The two nations are also members of the increasingly powerful economic bloc known as BRICS for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Xi comes to South Africa after a day-long visit to neighboring Zimbabwe, where he met with his counterpart, Robert Mugabe. In the coming days, President Xi will meet with other African leaders in Johannesburg for a forum on Africa-China relations. British lawmakers on Wednesday are debating whether to approve Prime Minister David Cameron's request for the country to take part in airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. Cameron appeared in Parliament to make his case Wednesday.
This is an ISIL first strategy. They are the threat. They are the ones we should be targeting. This is about our national security.
However, Jeremy Corbyn, the head of the opposition Labour Party, is opposed to the move. Meanwhile, Cameron Tuesday night referred to Corbyn and his allies as a bunch of terrorist sympathizers. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Afghans coming to Germany in pursuit of better economic circumstances will be sent back to Afghanistan.
Wir haben noch einmal deutlich gemacht, der Innenminister hat es gesagt, dass...
That's the German chancellor speaking to reporters at a joint news conference with visiting Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Berlin. Merkel said Germany would meet its humanitarian obligations for Afghans who are in acute danger because they work for foreign forces, such as the German military. Merkel says that there is not sufficient reason to grant asylum or residency status to refugees who are seeking a better life in Germany, adding that in such cases, people would be deported. Germany is trying to reduce the number of asylum seekers from Afghanistan. Merkel and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani discuss ways in which Germany could help Afghanistan and stem the flow of migrants to Germany. The French Interior Minister says three mosques have been shut down in France since the Paris attacks as part of a crackdown on extremist activities.
Deux mosquées ont été fermées la semaine dernière à Lyon.
That's Bernard Cazeneuve. He told reporters that it's the first time mosques are being closed in France on grounds of radicalization. One of those mosques is 35 kilometers east of Paris. It was targeted by raids early Wednesday with police seizing a 9-millimeter revolver, a computer hard disk, and jihadist propaganda. One person was in place in custody in those raids. Two other mosques in the Paris region were shut down last week amid a state of emergency. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.